Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God for another day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I hope everybody is having a great morning. This is your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins with Tell Them Ministries. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As some of you may have seen in the post, we're going to change gears a little bit this morning. We've been doing a lot of talking about domestic violence and abuse of children and just issues that so many people are actually dealing with today in this day and time. Well, today we're going to talk about something that is important to us all. And the question was, what is so special about Palm Sunday? We have so many people who they go through this resurrection season, and they are doing things traditionally. They're doing things that they've done for years and different things they may be introduced to. But how many of us truly know the truth about Palm Sunday? We talk to people all the time, and so many people just don't understand the significance of Palm Sunday, and they've begun to make a mockery of resurrection season as well as every other day dedicated to God, and just like they do Him. And I just thought I would take a moment to take a look at Palm Sunday, seeing how that is tomorrow. And then we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday next week. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to my callers. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. At any time that you would like to join in the conversation, please press 1 and I will bring you live. Okay, let's open us with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of coming together to receive from you, to be able to share with your people. We thank you that everyone is safe this morning. We thank you for blessing each and every one of us according to your will, according to your purpose, your blessings. We thank you that there are so many promises that are stored up for us. And as we realign ourselves and get ourselves in alignment with you, the blessings will flow. We thank you for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, to those callers that just called in, I'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. At any time that you'd like to join in the conversation, please press 1 and I can bring you live. To those listeners who may be listening on the internet or may be listening to the replay, I say welcome to you as well, and God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. When we talk about Palm Sunday, you know, a lot of people don't even know what it's all about. They just going along because somebody said something. They just going along because they may go to Sunday service and someone may hand them a palm leaf, and they really don't understand the significance of it. And I can admit that I didn't understand it. We were not taught the significance of Palm Sunday. So many things were left out of early teachings that I received. But praise God that He allowed me the opportunity to learn. All we have to do sometimes is just sit down and read. When we look at Palm Sunday, you're going to find the account in John chapter 12. And this is coming about, you know, we have a lot of things that Jesus did throughout his 3 years of ministry. And Palm Sunday is noted as the last appearance of Christ before being crucified. This was his entry into Jerusalem before they crucified him. his last public appearance. By this time, Jesus had already done signs, wonders, and miracles. He's already laid hands on the sick. He's already cast out demons. He's already healed blind eyes. He's already healed, delivered, and set free so many people. And as he's riding in on a donkey, and we need to be mindful that the donkey, that beast of burden, that beast of servitude, that beast that is calm, which brings him in a calm state, he's riding a beast that is designed for service. That's significant because we are to be signs of service. The recollection is he came in on the donkey, a colt, a young colt, and not a horse. Horse is a sign of war. The donkey is the sign of peace. He didn't come in to rage war against the people. He was still letting them know that I'm coming in with peace. I'm coming in as a servant. I'm coming in as who I am. He's on his way to the cross by this time. He's got to go through some more things. But right here, we're looking at the fact that with everything that he has done, people have seen these things and they are still wanting to crucify him. They are still wanting to destroy him. He is the Messiah. And he says, you know, he goes through, I'm going to go back and I'm not going to try to just paraphrase and jump all over the place. I'm going to give scripture. When we look at, like I said, John chapter 12, we see when he comes in, it says at the beginning of chapter 12, 6 days before Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. So we're seeing as he's on his way in, they're telling you where he's going. He went spent time with his friend Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. He's already done so much, still want to destroy him. And it goes on that Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard. Now, this wasn't cheap. This is that high-dollar stuff, and she decided to take this and anoint Christ's feet. She poured it on his feet, on the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. Now, we need to be mindful. So many people want to say this is the same Mary from the other verse where the woman poured the oil on his feet, but they're two different women. They are two different women. They're not the same. This is an act is preparing him for the crucifixion. This is getting him ready for his ultimate trek to Calvary. So that be mindful that they are two different women. And Judas, you know, that snake in the grass, but I've learned that in every 12 there is a Judas. There is someone that may turn on you. In some instances it might be two, but be mindful there's a Judas in every 12. It might be a Judas in every 6. You just never know unless you're operating with discernment. But it says Judas Issachar, Simon's son, which should betray him, was upset that she was using this oil to anoint Jesus' feet. And realizing that this ointment being so costly, he was like, you know, you don't have to do this. That's 300 pence and can be given to the poor. And Jesus goes on and says that, you know, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. So Judas right there is just, you know, he's greedy. He doesn't care about the poor. He doesn't care about the lame, the sick, those that are without. He was just greedy. He was more concerned about the dollar than about a person. And Jesus calls him out. He calls him out and he lets him know, leave her alone. Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. He tells us right there, we're going to have the poor with us always. You make it a big deal about this 300 pence and what she is doing to prepare me for Calvary's cross. You don't care about me. You don't care about the poor. You just looking at the money. How many of you know we have those people in our lives, those people that we have met, who are really not concerned about what we're doing or what the ministry is calling for? They're just there saying, oh, you spend too much money for that. You shouldn't do all of that. You shouldn't have that, you know, set up like that. That's costly. That's too much. You're doing too much. How many of you have heard people tell you, you're doing too much? And you're looking at them, wait a minute, this is ministry. This is me going forth to do what God has ordained for me to do. How dare you interfere with that, or at least attempt to try? So when we look at this, we've got to be mindful. There's so much here that Jesus is saying, that Jesus does, and that's happening around him. When you're preparing for that big event, that big thing, it seems like there's always somebody, a naysayer somewhere, trying to hinder you, trying to bring confusion, trying to bring discord. But all we have to do is check it, check them, and let them know. You need to back up. But Jesus never loses any of his essence. He doesn't lose his temper. He maintains a balanced keel when he's talking about what Judas is saying. And straight up, let her alone. But when you're looking at Jesus coming in on the donkey, his last public appearance and what this signifies, it's 6 days before he's going to the cross. 6 days before he's hung on that cross to die as a criminal. It's 6 days before the people around him pass judgment on him to say he must die, to say, no, we don't want him. He already knows what is coming. He's already aware of every thought that they're having, already aware of where his path is leading. He knows that's why he came. How many of us would be able to face such a time in the state that Jesus was in? We look at so much. We go through so much. And it's really difficult to understand people who say they know Christ, the people who say they're in a relationship with God, and don't really understand the significance of not only Palm Sunday, but they don't understand the significance of resurrection and what that means. He is 6 days out from dying for our sins, 6 days out of taking our sins away, standing in on our behalf. He's 6 days out from taking on all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. He's only 6 days out. And I think that we need to understand that and understand why it is so significant to lead up to it. Now, when you talk about what's going on, and as they took the branches and of the palm trees, and they went out forth to meet him and cried. And I'm reading John chapter 12, verse 12, I'm sorry. Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not the disciples. So many things are going on, and the people around us just don't understand. They don't have a clue of what's going on. But Jesus is letting them know now what is about to happen. You've been with me these years, and you still don't have a clue. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus from the grave and raised him from the dead, bear record for this cause. The people also met him, for that they heard that he had done the miracles. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. There are always those naysayers, there are always those that want to set a trap and stop you from doing what you're called to do. It goes on and talks about how Jesus predicts his death. He's already given warning of what is to come. Nobody wants to believe he is who he says he is. They would prefer to release a prisoner as to release Christ. But all of that was set into play. All that was part of the plan. Jesus knew. The Father knew when he decided that the Holy Spirit will place him in Mary's womb, he knew this day was coming. So even though he may have been prepared for it, Jesus is in this body and he is facing crucifixion. We need to understand the significance of him preparing for death, but ultimately preparing to live forever with the Father. What have we done to prepare the way for Christ? Are we greeting him with Hosanna, Hosanna? Are we greeting him with praise and worship? He's already conquered the cross, death, and the grave. He's already done that for each of us. But what are we willing to do to receive it? What are we willing to do to recognize the fact that Jesus went through hell for us? For us corporately, for us as a world, and us individuals. If we were to take this and make it very personal, that he made this ride, this triumphant entry for you, for me, because he did it for us all. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. We did this. He did this. Christ did this for us all. Some people might not agree with it, but I love everybody. But at some point, I have to stop and make this thing personal. When I read this, when I read the account of the resurrection, the crucifixion and the resurrection, I have to stop and say, he did this for me. Yes, I know he did it for all people, but I look at it, me. All those years ago, he knew we were going to be in this place. He knew I was going to be in this place. So he takes this journey into the city where they're going to kill him for me. Me and my mess, me and my sin, me and my destructive behavior, me and all that I have done. He did it for me. At any point in time, he could have stopped it all. He could have decided, I'm not getting on the donkey. I'm not going into the city. I'm not going through the beatings. I'm not going through the ridicule, the spitting on. I'm not going to the cross. He could have stopped at any time. But he knew there was a purpose. There was a destiny that he had to get to. He knew what he was sent to do. And the very people that mocked him, the very people that spat upon him, the very people that were put in place to kill him, he went to the cross for. That's how it is today. We're doing so much. He doesn't have to come back and go to the cross again. He's already done it. So as we are, as of today, tomorrow is Palm Sunday. We're 6 days out before the resurrection. I would beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisterin, over these next 6 days, think about what he is preparing to do, what we are celebrating, how we are celebrating what he has already done as we come up on Resurrection Sunday. Over the next 6 days, look at how what he did on the cross for you has changed your life. How being in a relationship with him has changed your life. Knowing that all the mess that you were in, that we were in, and he took the time to lay his life down for us. He did it for us. He did it for me. He did it for you. And so many people make a mockery of it. It has become so commercialized. It becomes so watered down. It just become tradition, just something to do. We're going to pass out palm leaves on Sunday. We're going to make crosses out of them. People talk about, well, I'm giving this up for Lent. Do you even know what Lent is? Do you even know why you're doing it? Or are you just doing it because it's that time of year? Are you doing it because that's just tradition in your church or in your family? Why are we doing it? Why do we acknowledge it? Do you know? Do you know that Jesus loved you so much that he came to die for you? Now, over this next 6 days, I don't know if you will fast, if you're observing Lent, if you're observing Ash Wednesday, if you're observing any of this. But I would ask that you would reflect on what Jesus' death saved you from, what you accepting his sacrifice saved you from, and then consider those things that you don't even know about that he saved you from, those situations that you didn't end up in because of Jesus. I I just want you to think about it as we lead up to resurrection. 6 days for you to think about what Jesus did on the cross. 6 days to understand that him coming into the city, preparing to die. Those that know him and those that trust him acknowledged him. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. He's coming for the unripe fruit, the unsaved. He's coming for those that mock him, those that shun him, those that do all manner of things against him. That's who he's coming for. Over the next 6 days, I ask that you reevaluate your situation and your relationship with God. Reevaluate your relationship, your personal relationship. We have a caller just. Good morning. Thank you for calling in. We have just a few more minutes on the air. You like to share something?
Yes. Palm Sunday is very, very significant. In the life of Jesus, and we celebrate it at our church, but we are also taught the entire story about the palms as part of the his trip on the way to his crucifixion.
Amen.
And I want to wish, I'll be the first to wish you a happy resurrection and the rest of the family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pop.
You are
welcome. Same to you.
And, okay. And there's something about the Palm Sunday that I love. So it entails betrayal and so forth, the Judas.
Yes.
And
yes,
but he knew, and Christ knew who he was because he had mentioned it. So,
yeah, he did. He talked about it.
So, anyway, happy resurrection.
Same to you, Pop. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We only have a few more minutes. I just want to say if you would like to reach me and Tell Them Ministries, you can find us on Facebook. You can find Tell Them Ministries at Facebook.com. You can also find Gloria Hawkins at Facebook.com. You can also visit my website, tellthemministries.com, and leave your prayer request. Any interest that you would have of myself coming to speak as we prepare to go into Palm Sunday and then Resurrection Sunday. I ask and I pray that each of you reevaluate, take a look at your relationship with Christ, your walk, what you're doing. Are you living up to the expectations of God and not man? So many times it loses its essence because we focus on what man expects of us and not what God expects of us. He's already done everything that needs to be done for us, and we need to tap into it with our relationship with him. Make it personal today. Make it personal every day. I pray that you're blessed. I thank you for calling in, and we'll see you and hear you next week on Blog Talk Radio for another broadcast. God bless you.